Good morning, Nick.
We're going to talk today about if you are in a partnership, if you have a spouse, and we always talk about how it's important to work on your finances, to work on your budget, that sort of thing. But what if only one person in the partnership is interested in doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, not so good, right? It doesn't feel so good. Well, and it could even be a business partnership.
Sure.
But when you're trying to manage money with someone else who's actions affect yours,
yep,
and they won't participate in getting to a positive place where you would like to get, mm-hmm, what do you do about that?
Yeah.
So the first thing I have to say, you know, I'm always fond of saying I'm not an accountant, I'm not an attorney, I'm also not a psychologist. But we deal with psychology a lot when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I think you have to do is you have to figure out why you're having the problem. Now that sounds pretty easy, but there could be a myriad of things, right? One thing could be the other person and you have come into the relationship and you are coming from very different places financially, and you've never really discussed, in fact, how to merge your finances. You've talked about whether you're going to buy a house and have children, but you don't really talk about where you're going in the future and how that picture will look once you get together.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. That's pretty easily resolved, I think, with an open conversation. If you're like-minded, that will go smoothly. Another thing is you could be not merging your finances because there's something bigger going on in your relationship, some big elephant in the room that you haven't faced, and so he has his money, you have your money, and you don't talk about it, and you don't advance because you don't talk about it.
Right.
Then you really have to face it and decide what are you going to do about that problem and, again, open some conversation. Another thing that could be going on is you could be talking or treating the other person as though they're not an equal. They're not an adult when it comes to finance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really common. I give them an allowance. They spend this money. Yeah. I handle the finance.
Right.
If this is you, your antenna should be going up right now.
Okay.
Because it's so common. So we automatically assume that the other person isn't good with money, can't handle it, shouldn't be allowed those things. And then we expect them to know what's going on. And it's completely unfair. So if that's the case, maybe you start to ask, would you like to participate more in our finances? And you list out some reasons why. Because we're trying to get to our goal, whatever that goal may be, and see what they say. Now, if they just throw their hands up and say, no, I like that you do it, then you have to say, okay, but if I'm going to do it, it's my rules and this is what happens.
Yeah.
It's like the worst solution as far as I'm concerned. One person, even though it usually happens in partnerships, one person making all the decisions is never good.
But and it's tough because a lot of times it's by choice of the person who doesn't want to do it.
Yes.
So you need to try to convince them that they really should be involved.
Right. And so how do you do that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Positive, positive, positive. Please don't start this conversation, and you must have some kind of conversation.
Yeah.
Please don't start it with blame. You spent too much on this. You spent too much on that. The way you've been managing your money isn't good. You have a past history of not being... None of that is going to work.
Keep it positive.
What you have to do is start from square one and say, let's take a common goal. We have a goal of buying a house. Mm-hmm. We have a goal of retiring early. We have a goal of sending our kids to college. We have a goal of traveling around the world, whatever it is, and then say, how are we going to reach that goal? Now, if you have a person who has never participated in the finances and you have to show them that, you're going to have to do some work out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
List all your payments that you know, your utilities, your mortgages, things like that. Remind yourself that that is not where all your money is going.
Mm-hmm.
And then sit down and say, this is what I know. I need your help. If we're going to get to that goal, we have this much per month to do it. We're going to have to start tracking the rest of our expenses in order to figure out how much we can save toward that goal.
Toward the goal,
If you do it that way positively, you will get some input from somebody. If you are really with somebody who cannot do it, and I have to say I've heard every excuse in the book about why someone can't participate, it is such an infinitesimal amount of people that cannot participate.
Okay.
If that's the case, you're going to have to fix this yourself. But it's almost never the case.
All right.
So open the conversation. That's the really hard part. Do it positively and get some professional help.
All right.
That's it.
That's it?
It's easy.
Fixed.
Right.
Done.
It's a simple
thing. Very
Why
simple.
Why are we all doing it?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, it's not simple. And it is simple. It's not easy.
Right. Exactly.
But if you keep it positive, you'll make progress.
All right. Dr. Francis Rahm is the Money Doctor, Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement, who joins us every week on the morning show. If people have questions about this or any other segment, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. And I will help you do this kind of thing. You can reach us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.